I've been doing it.
And now the Conrad and Jack Show presents Monday Morning Papers.
Please buy a paper from me so I can get me something to read.
Just a
always forget that.
Paper boy. Always about that paper boy. If you ain't on the grind and you flexing, you's a hater boy.
Oh man, I nailed it.
You nailed that. You've been practicing.
I have. Yeah,
cheater.
I have. Welcome to Monday Morning Papers, everybody. This is the show where we go to MSN.com and we go to the scrolling banner and we read you the stories that nobody else reads. Or we don't. But
yeah,
it
just depends. That's
built
the
on.
Premise.
That's the premise. That was the idea.
When we took stones and we were building our wall, that's what
we were
the base
to
of the wall.
Right. That's the foundation.
Yes.
Of Monday Morning Papers. But over the past few weeks, if you guys are fans and been listening, I appreciate it. You've probably heard different variations of this show. I'll pop in from time to time. By the way, I'm Conrad, and joined as always, who will be the foundation here, Casey.
Hey, buddy.
But sometimes Skin Man's been filling in and doing an admirable job on that. So I'm sure he'll be upset, and maybe he'll come in tomorrow thinking that I am not here and just do another one.
Yeah, we'll just record another show.
So
no big deal.
Matter.
That'd be good.
In fact, we might just start doing that, not telling him that we have it. He doesn't listen.
He don't know how to even find it. That's the great thing about him.
He's
so.
Never heard a podcast.
Nope. He doesn't even know he's on one. He's like, why do we put headphones on when we hang out and talk every time?
We can
do jokes without.
I can hear you without the headphones.
Yeah, but I can hear you better with them, Skin
so
Man.
So I'll put them on.
Actually, I can hear you less because you back away.
Yeah, he does have a little mic technique issues, but that's fine. I mean,
well,
his wife
just not,
listens.
Yeah,
which is
she
nice.
Does listen.
She
he's
just
used, he said next time he does it, he's begging me to. Apparently, I'm going to sit where you are.
And he's going to sit
I'm going to let him sit in his damn corner, and we're going to do it that way. Seems difficult, but if it makes him more comfortable?
It seems like a lot of extra work just to do what I'm doing now and talk with the microphone.
I would accommodate him in anything, though. You know that.
I guess that's true. He likes his corner. So
we built it for him.
We built this corner.
On
drugs
and alcohol.
So, hey, buddy.
What's going on, man? I haven't seen you. It's been like a week almost. Tuesday was the last time I seen you.
And we've lived weird lives since then.
We have. Everything's changed in my world.
Yes.
I've completely changed who I am.
I did not recognize you. I thought that.
I woke up this morning
still. You
told me
that you had a brother.
Yeah.
And when I walked in, I thought that was him.
You've seen me like this before. It's been a while.
It's been a long time, man.
I don't know if you've ever seen this skinny of a face. Version of me, though.
It does make a difference, which I'm sure you've heard over and over again, so I'm not going to do that for you. Sorry. But, yeah, it was odd to see you.
I feel different. I miss my protection. It was like my little safety blanket.
No, it was too much. Your beard was too much.
It was getting gross. And so what happened is I was trying to address the situation. I was to the point where I was done with the...
I thought you did it because the president died.
That's part of it. That was a big dedication He did say a real man doesn't have a beard a couple times, I've heard. So when I heard the news.
When I heard the news, Dad. I went down to the barber shop.
And I cut it all off.
So you cut my beards.
Cut it off. Say goodbye. No, like, I was sitting there watching the news, and I just thought everything's changed. You know, H-Dub's gone.
There was a major shift in our life when that happened. I felt it.
Yeah, but I think the good side of it, what's been holding G-Dub back this whole time was Mama and Daddy. So I think the only good thing that will come out of both perishing or, you know, meeting their maker is I think we're going to get the real GW now.
Finally.
I think what he's been holding back on, he's coming strong.
Hey, Jib, Daddy's finally gone.
Let's do it. Let's let him have it. Let's show him the bush plan.
Kick the tires and light the fires, Jib. Yeah. It's time to do it.
Yeah, they're going to.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
Oh, man, they're going to take back. I don't know what they're going to do. It's going to be awesome.
Let's go back there and dig some holes in the backyard that Daddy
Let's
never
start
let
our
us
own
do.
Stank. Let's do it. Let's
yeah. build a tree for it, Jeb.
I'm just going to start painting every day, bud.
Oh, I got to get my paintings done.
I do them naked, and Dad said I never could. Yeah, it could get wild in the bush.
Oh, my God.
Without Daddy there to keep him.
Bushapalooza 2019 is going to go shit. Off the charts, man.
Yeah, I don't know who the senior. I mean, is G-Dub's the senior now?
He's the patriarch now.
So,
and he's the only one with any other accolades.
That's
you know
true.
What I, mean?
I mean, well.
Jeb has tried, but.
Governor of Florida is a fairly decent thing.
It's nothing to be scoffed at.
No, I mean, it's an accomplishment.
Unless your dad and brother,
were both president. That's true. And vice president and CIA director. And yeah, his dad's done a lot. And,
right.
What's
His dad blew Herbert Hoover.
That's true. he was actually one of the first dudes to do it. So
he's actually one of the guys that. The first guys to do it with glasses.
It is amazing how many. He was, I mean, he was a 4-year president, but you forget, like, especially if.
4 longer years, though.
That's true. They were, he had a leap year in there. So that.
90s made, years.
Made a huge difference.
Yeah.
But you just, the impact and the people. But you, I think part of it is he was such a gentle, I guess, you know, well spoken, but like he didn't.
Kind of a pansy man.
Yeah, a little bit, but he got shit done. And so people on both sides of the aisle, you can't really get mad at him because he might cry, you know, or...
There's no reason to
there's
get
no reason
mad.
To yell at me. Listen, I got a plan.
So, but he didn't even want to run, I don't think, for the second time, did he?
I watched the whole thing. You know I'm dumb about that stuff, but he really wanted this. Not, I don't know about the second time, but up to him being president, there's probably been, besides maybe Dole or Perot, Hillary, there's been no person to ever pursue the presidency harder than original Bush. He started in the late 70s with the pursuit of it all the way until, I mean, got knocked off the ticket by the Nixon, joined the Nixon, or not Nixon, Reagan, got joined the Reagan, and then waited his term after, and then...
And then Bob Dole was there.
Yeah. And that's what sent it all downhill.
God damn it, George. I'm going to kick your ass. I'm Bob Dole.
Took some bad advice, so.
I'm going to get you with my retarded hand, my little Tyrannosaurus Rex hand.
Hey, that's a strong Kansan there, though, so.
Yeah, I'm a Kansas farm boy.
I'm just a Kansas farm. Never been there.
I've never been to Kansas.
Never once been there.
Born and raised. Well, born.
Born, allegedly.
Kansas, allegedly.
Yeah, I've been there. I've never been there.
Bob Dole here. Texas.
Texas. Let's Texas or Texas?
I can't. Texas.
Okay, Texas. I think
Texas.
That, yeah.
I was born in Texas.
You were born in Texas.
Name's Bob Dole. Robert Dole.
So how are you doing, buddy?
Great. You didn't finish. That's why you shaved your beard.
Yeah. So anyways.
Herbert Walker
Yeah, Herbert
Bush.
Walker Bush passed away, so I couldn't handle it. No, I went into, I don't know, really just to clean up,
like
honestly.
Depression?
Yeah, it's a deep one. I told you about my day already today.
Yeah.
I've been to places I've never been before. I've been to Lowe's I've never been to before.
Yeah. You went to Kohl's?
I did go to Kohl's.
Which is always just a great little treat.
Dude, your premise did not hold. Well, actually, we walked in. It was insane packed.
What?
Yes.
Oh, it's a weekend.
It's in a holiday.
Yeah.
But then I don't know, the lines are backed up around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I go in, I do my little thing, try on 2 pair of jeans, and then everything is based off of that. So if these fit, I'm only buying these varieties, and everything's based off that. I end up with 4 pair of jeans. It's a big splurge.
That's
day.
A big splurge.
We had like
Kohl's.
200.
Kohl's does not. Now, they'll tell you saved $850.
Well, we got some. My wife buys so much crap from there. We got some Kohl's cash that
Kohl's cash?
Yeah, expired. If we didn't use it, it was like $212 in Kohl's cash. That tells you how much she buys there. Apparently, it's about $20,000 to get $200 in Kohl's cash.
Yeah, it is.
So Christmas is going to be a Kohl's Christmas.
These jeans, man. These jeans, like, they're $100 off. Those are Wranglers.
I got jeans that didn't fit at all. I just tried them on. Like, I felt good. Then I was having, like, a moment where things looked good on me.
Yeah.
Then I got home and
it's cool you bought the ones with the strap for your hammer.
I did. I bought all Carpenter.
Carpenter style. Where's the Carpenter
guy? I special order them. Lee.
Where's the dungarees? Ma'am?
Ma'am. Carpenter style dungarees.
These will work.
Dude, I found like stretchy pants. They're like jean
That's
material.
What they all are now.
I could not. Levi's aren't still.
No, dude.
They've got one pair of them that were, but they're not the same.
Even these Wranglers, these Brett Favre Wranglers, they got the stretch in them. I don't know what they're putting in there.
It was like wearing sports pants almost.
I call them action jeans.
They are. I've not bought jeans. Like my wife goes to get me jeans. Probably
you've always worn stiff jeans.
Oh, insane. And then like I tried to buy jeans this time, not based on like, you remember when you were in high? Well, everything I have is baggy still. I'm like,
right.
I think I have
a lot of jeans.
I'm 37. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I walked out with a pair. I did try a pair of what I normally would have bought Levi's
South
on.
Pauls.
And I walked out and I said,
South Pole.
Do these look like JNCOs?
Yeah, Levi makes JNCO now.
They do. They bought them out.
FUBU.
So, yeah, went to.
That's crazy.
Went to a supplement store today.
I know you still don't get that. I don't know what you're talking about.
I get it. Went there just to ask questions. There's some.
Hi, welcome to Supplement Giant. How can I help you?
What are you doing? Are you trying to get ripped? Are you trying to get cut?
Are you trying
to bulk up?
Oh, dude, do you want to lose weight?
Yeah, I'm trying to lose weight. I've kind of hit a wall.
Hey, come over here and look at this. This is one of our in-house blends, so it's really cost-effective. It's only $84.
Yeah, okay.
And it's got 30 capsules in there.
Okay,
really
sweet.
Easy to swallow. They're about the size of your mom's fist.
Oh, that's easy. I've been swallowing that for years.
Because of this giant jug. And then if you buy this, and I like to stack it, with this protein powder. Are you vegan? It's a vegan protein.
Well, I'm actually trying to stay away from anything that would potentially gain mass.
Okay, but this is cool. It's like a lightweight mass.
Okay, so it's like it's lighter than fat and muscle.
Right. It makes you bulky.
But lighter bulky.
But light.
Okay, so like air.
Like air.
It's like air bulk.
Yeah. And it's only $99.99.
Okay.
And it's vanilla.
For sure.
Do you have a frequent shopper's card?
I do.
Perfect. That's going to take off 8% off your next purchase.
Okay, sweet. Also, I'll come back. I'll down all this. So that was only $213. And all I wanted.
Should last you this whole week.
It's so weird to go into a place because I think some of the stuff's still illegal, but you hear commercials about it.
Oh,
I'm
it's
like,
all illegal.
But I said, I'm not like in any competitions or anything, so I don't need to worry about doping or testing.
Right.
But I'm looking for something for HGH, like, or recovery, like some HGH.
And HGH light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, we don't really, I mean, like, there's some testosterone stuff that's got some of that in there, but you're not over 40, so I wouldn't really recommend that for you.
You're really close.
And that's what I said. I said, I'm 37. He's like, oh, yeah, I mean, you don't look, you're too good a shape for that. I'm like, dude, you did not see me 2 months ago. I'm not in too good a shape.
In fact, the amount of weight that you've lost is actually unhealthy.
I know.
So
I've started now looking into, like, cancers and stuff because they're like, I see these commercials and they're like, are you losing an unhealthy amount of weight? Kind of.
Yeah. You look unhealthy.
Grotesque.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
You should start putting some more weight.
I've started. Don't worry. I had La Hacienda last night, dude.
What is that?
It's Mexican restaurant.
You went to it. How much money have you spent this weekend?
At least $1,000. Maybe more. Maybe more than that. I mean, easily. I don't even know. That's part of my new personality. I have no concept of money. It means zero to me. We just spend it. We filled it just $800 to get propane filled up the other day. Just take it out. Do it.
Does not matter anymore.
It's literally does not matter.
I think a lot of people have turned that switch on, whatever that is. I guess because there's no option. I mean, there's really not.
What am I going to do? Keep saving and get behind like I was the last 12 to 15 years?
Just
spend it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm the same way. Even on days that I bring a lunch and I don't do anything. And I think to myself, okay, today I just will not spend. I won't bring any money. And I'll get an email. Hey, thanks for your payment. You know, you spent $64.99 today on something Wix.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Candle Wix.
Again.
I guess I was subscribed to this from last year. I don't know. You can't do anything.
We did have a weird thing with that happen. We got Amy's debit card got hacked.
Oh, cool.
So there was all kinds of money.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. They gave it all back. So it'll take a couple business days.
Yeah, we're going to bring that. How much did they take? $2,000?
Everything on here.
Everything. If you look the last 2 weeks, they've been going crazy. Now, they were buying weird online. It was Isaac bought something online, and then they got his numbers from that and went nuts with it. So
that's just the dangers of online
shopping.
It is. And that's one thing. That's why I always use Life Alert.
Now, brought to you by Life Alert.
When I fall and I break my hip and
I think that's
up,
a different thing.
I click this button. Or when somebody steals
my identity.
Online identity, I click this button. Life Alert. Well, I don't know, dude. It was odd seeing you today. After
I
so
apologize.
Long.
I didn't want it to happen like this. I was actually going to take off work until Wednesday was my ultimate plan. And then,
so nobody at work has seen you yet?
No, I just did this yesterday. No, they're all going to freak out tomorrow. God, I know, you have to deal with it.
Sorry. I might have to take another day.
Just do it. You're not feeling good. You don't
not
look 100%. Too good. No.
No.
I can tell.
Definitely not 100% yet. So I might have to call in, you know. I've been fine, actually.
I pretty much figured you had been. I figured sore, but I mean, you
Even
were used
really
to hurting
is.
Down there,
yeah.
And it's probably less or equal or somewhere in the realm.
It kind of feels about the same.
That's what I said. Everybody's like, oh, he's going to be hurting so bad. And I said, probably, but to be honest, I think he's been in such pain for so long that knowing that the relief side of this pain is coming, I think is a winner for him.
Yeah, no, I would say it is on the same scale. Even today will be the first like full day of zero medication on it, not even, you know, at home ibuprofen. And it feels about like what it feels like when you're having a flare up, you know?
It's funny how much advice I got like from people like Terry Reznor or some of the other people calling in like, hey, let me talk to Conrad. I was talking about something like, oh, he's gone. He's getting his little pee-pee removed or whatever. And then he's like, well, make sure he takes it easy. Because everybody's main worry about you is knowing you're not going to take it easy. And I said, the only positive is he don't really have any work to do right now. I'm sure he'll go find some.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have anything he has to do.
I don't know how I can stay away from what they've told me to stay away from for the 3 weeks. Because that's what he said.
You should now, this, though. I mean,
I know, but I don't know how.
But there's really not. We're so dead at work. There's no reason not to. They're so dead at your job. Your other job.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to.
But even
you sit out. Snow if you need to. You don't need to put a fucking plow on or whatever. I mean, it's
right.
Just
no, the biggest, it's just even the next day, Thursday after it happened, I went to wrestling practice and I wasn't going to do anything. I was going to sit there and watch, but then you go sit by the kids and then you're kind of like in your hands and knees. Now I can't wrestle. I didn't matter. They're 5-year-olds anyway. So
you could just knock them out
I
if they're going to wrestle.
But they're telling me you can't do 15 pounds. Me just leaning on my hands is way more than 15
well,
pounds.
Well, I think it's the, really when lifting, it's the motion of the pull all the way up. So
right.
I think,
but
you know,
I do a lot of lifting with my back.
Yeah. Well, that you should be fine. Continue to lift with your back. It's the best way.
But, you know, today, having nothing going on other than doing the show, I should probably just start working on the garage.
No.
But that gets in your head, though, because
I know.
Wait 3 weeks. That's what I mean, staying away from it, especially if I feel good next weekend.
Well, but piddle.
I know.
You can piddle, but just you're not good at that. I know. That's the same way.
I know. It is. But I'll try. I'm doing my best to not do that. You know, we'll see.
What? You don't want a hematoma. That's what I heard twice.
A hematoma?
Yeah. You push it too hard and a little hematoma pops out of there. It's almost like the same thing, but it's a blood-filled hematoma. You don't want one of those.
True.
So don't push it and don't push too hard when you're pooping.
And there's a lot of severe bruising going on around it for some reason.
I'm imagining.
Dude, I don't know.
Got flopped open, bud.
I don't know how long I had the hernia. Here's what the thing, dude. I had it for at least 2 years because I remember doing it.
Was there a lot of scar tissue?
At
they
Eric's,
say?
I haven't talked to anybody that actually did the surgery.
Okay.
But for the longest time, when looking in my belly button, which I'll do often.
I don't know if
I mean, not through that direction, but through the mirror. You know you'll look at your belly button in the mirror sometimes.
Occasionally to pull out lint.
In a couple of years, you'll look at it from time to time.
If it gets infected or something.
I've had a spot inside my belly button that I just thought was my umbilical cord. And they pushed all that back in.
Yeah.
So that hernia, it might have been there for a long time.
And they might have took a little more away from you, too. I don't
know.
They
could have. I don't know. But my dick feels bigger.
Oh, when they pushed that in, it
shot it out to my dick.
That's awesome.
So.
Well, and you don't have all that weight from your intestine pushing down on it now. So.
Yeah. No, I've been way more sexually active with myself.
You look sexually virile right now.
That's the right word.
I think that is. Like,
and I've been getting
tiger ready to prance.
Yeah, I went to Brahms earlier, and you could tell that there was just an attraction immediately.
I when you walked in, other than you being freaked out by me, there I was like, God dang.
There's something.
He's glowing.
Yeah. Right. So I'm sorry that you cut your face off. It's not
It'll
a bad
back.
Look.
No,
it's
I know.
Not.
I mean, I've just, got some compliments.
I mean, I doubt it. Compared to the beard, it's. I guess it's better. I think you. It needed to be in between.
You're
the
right.
Whole problem.
Yeah, and it was in between at
you
one
done
stage.
Been chipped is what happened.
I know.
You went for. A
I had this perfect little beard. You got to understand. And I went to just clean up my mustache, and I had the wrong setting on. I just cleaned
oh,
up my
gosh.
Neck, and I took this chunk like this. So then I went and I tried to fix it over here. And then it was it looked just like a Hitler thing.
Yeah.
So then I tried blending it, and then I tried doing all this, and
eventually
then it
just
it looked so
yeah.
white trashy.
Shave.
I just had to and just start over. It'll be I was actually figuring it'd be back by Monday.
It's thicker now.
Yeah,
since
it's
we've been
grown
doing the
back.
Show.
Yeah, it's grown. It's good there.
So it should be fine.
I've been putting my beard cream. It came down to this. I ran out of beard cream. It was either go to the store and get that day. I wasn't motivated.
Can you darken it? Maybe
I could magic marker it. I'm probably going to shave it all the way off.
No. You should tan before tomorrow.
I've been, it is pretty white. It's
yeah. Well, I've been, I mean, just the whole, get a good base.
Why?
Just.
Why are you so.
I'm very much, you know, as far as people go, I'm very much a face person.
Okay.
You know, I'm attracted to faces. And I get used to faces. I don't know anybody's name. Lots nope. of Chiefs.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But I know
hey, fuzzy
faces.
Butt. Yeah.
Fuzzy butts, Chiefs, sugar tits,
uh-huh.
stuff like that. So when you change your face completely, it's almost like a time change, you know?
I hung around Logan a lot this week. And I don't know. I just wanted to look more like him, I guess.
He probably sat at my chair, didn't he?
He did. Not the first day and not halfway through the second, but Thursday afternoon and all day Friday he did.
Got comfortable there too.
Yeah.
I'll probably get fired now.
I think it should be me still. It should be me. It was close. I thought it was going to happen. I was trying to make it happen.
I can't believe they sent you.
I can't believe he did like he did, too. Like, just on the short notice. He knows enough to know enough that, yeah.
I can't believe you passed.
Maybe he was trying to, though. I don't even think they... Yeah, I think... Once I made that joke, I think it was over. I think I was on. Once I made that chick laugh, it wouldn't have mattered what was in me. I was getting through this. My blood pressure was like ridiculously over. I couldn't see the thing. I missed every letter. I had to go to like the top thing by the end, and I'm literally standing at it. My left nuts pull up inside me. There's no way there's not something going down there. I mean, I had everything that should have made you fail, and they're like, here you go. Go on and drive, man.
Dude, if people like Charles can drive.
That's true.
I don't understand how you can even test other people.
Yeah, that's true.
If that person passes a CDL, to think that there's restrictions on other people to drive,
well, that's what I was
ridiculous.
Telling this lady, I'm like, I've been driving trucks and trailers since I was 8, 9, 10.
And I'm not ever going to drive one at the job that I'm at now. So
yeah,
this
once, that's what she's maybe. Like, well, how often do you drive? I said, about a year ago, I ran to go get some parts, and I think I took my car.
It's ridiculous.
That's what he was all freaking out. He's like, oh man, I just got to get this done. I'm probably gonna have to get out of here. I'm like, what's, he's like, well, you're out like a month past. If I need you to drive. And I'm like, we have 19 drivers. I don't think there's a worry that I'm going to need to drive.
Yeah.
You won't let me leave.
Right. So I don't know. I'm glad that,
I'm 2 years. I'm certified again.
I'm
though.
Glad you're certified again. Okay. And that's going to be good for the show.
Yeah. Well, in case we need to move some stuff around, I'm certified.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you could do it anyways.
I'm the show's only DOT certified driver.
It's fine. It's completely legal to do it without one, but.
Oh, shit. Well.
Well.
We're licensed.
You want to
we'll put that on
car
the,
down to
put that on the,
Village, you can.
Put that on the website.
So, yeah.
DOT certified driver in our
in
fleet.
In case you need it. All right. Well, I'm better now, so I think there's some pain there, but, you know, hopefully I can talk it. The doctors into getting me some more drugs, but that's a big deal now. Apparently, people are overdosing on them or something. So,
well, I could see also in your case, like, had you been a person that's been prescribed them a lot, pretty easy to go in your history. You don't get them very often.
Yeah.
Only when I'm in extreme pain.
Yeah. I mean, last time I had them was the vasectomy.
Yeah.
That was.
And they lasted you 3 years
ago,
after that.
So
yeah.
Maybe they could just give me some, but.
That's what I told mine the last time I was in there. I'm like, she's like, do you really need them? I'm like, I'll be honest. I like to have them for a month now when I have a bad toothache in the middle of the night or throw my back out. Or
how about this? I just like to have them. I know that a lot of people abuse them, and I'm going to abuse them for the 20 pills
but
that
I'm
I have.
Taxpaying citizen that pays my insurance. Let me.
I pay my insurance, and
until I go to rehab, let me have my fucking pills.
And if I go to rehab, how's that a bad thing? I don't understand that either, because everybody I know that goes to rehab, it's like a celebration when they come back. You know, it's not as if when you go to Christmas.
And they write great songs.
They do. But when you go to Christmas, you know, party, and you haven't been to rehab all year, and your family's all there, it's not like they walk around saying, hey, congratulations for not being in rehab this year.
Yeah.
And not abusing
But if you just
stuff,
got out of rehab,
everybody's
like,
excited.
Conrad just got out of rehab.
Oh, make sure you're super nice to Conrad. He just got out of rehab. We're really glad to have him.
He's over there drinking. Well, yeah, he's out of rehab now.
It's really
he's
nice
fine.
To have him back. You know, he was really having trouble. Yeah. I got him this. What is that? That's $1,000. You can't just buy him a pair of jeans from Kohl's and buy me nothing just because I didn't go to rehab.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you didn't go to rehab.
You get this. A pair of socks.
Your brother went to rehab. He got a new car.
It's weird how we do that for people, though. We congratulate people who
went through rehab.
Fail.
But I not mean, people that have never needed it.
Right.
Well, maybe in our case, the reason we've never been congratulated is because people think we need it.
That's true. Well, people will say, like, your congratulations is the fact that
you didn't do it.
You don't need that kind of stuff. Yes, I do.
I do. You don't
I
know
do
me well
it.
Enough.
I
I'm
do.
Glad you haven't spent this year around me because you'd see I do need it.
I do. So, anyways, I guess I don't get any more pills, so I'm going to start abusing ibuprofen or Aleve or something. Yeah.
I got six over here if you start hurting. So.
Oh, those are from Mexico. Those are.
I have extra.
For the rest of the year.
Well, and I have shoved every one of them up my butt.
Perfect.
So, he likes them. He likes flavor to them.
Yeah.
Last time I brought him, he's like, these don't got no flavor.
No, chew them.
Yeah.
Chew them.
How do you chew them? He does not know how to do pills very well. He chews them.
Feel great.
Do you got chewables?
Took two ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen tastes horrible. My teeth are so numb.
It would be nice to get him on some narcotics.
Just to see the reaction?
Oh, it'd be insane.
I'd like to hang out with him back in the day when he did abuse himself.
After rehab?
Right after rehab. Or before rehab would have been the best time to hang out with
him. It's really great to have Carl back. I mean, last year was a tough time for him. He went to rehab 3 times.
At the company party, he was walking around with his pants off. That was after rehab, though. We were all happy for him.
His mother and I, we decided to get a second mortgage on the home and buy him a nice little starter home this winter. Just to get him on his feet. Ladies and gentlemen, here's my firstborn, Carl.
Hey, Mom. How's it going?
He's 40 years old. Fucking bullshit, man.
Tim's over there. Fucking just got his own new house. Got his shit. I mean, he's not doing great.
He's given Carl a job 7 times.
Yeah, he's a manager at a parts warehouse or whatever at a liquor store. I don't know.
Hey, Carl wrecked my fucking company truck to get that rehab.
Yeah, can I?
How about that? Can I get some compensation?
Company truck, yeah.
Hey, Tim, shut the fuck up.
Okay, Tim. Tim's been drinking a lot lately. Tim, because of Carl.
Tim, you got a business. You made something. Dude, Carl needs help.
We're trying to help Carl. We help the people that need help, not the people that have done everything right.
Tim.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
This goes all the way back to my, I can't get a house loan because I don't have enough debt.
Yeah, you have, sorry. Yeah, don't have enough debt.
All your loans are paid off and you pay everything
on
time.
But look at this. You did spend $800 on propane.
I did. That's getting better. And another grand on a massage and supplements.
If you can do this every week, you can get that house. You can get that house. You
get your credit right up. I mean, I've never defaulted on anything. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude.
Get some more credit cards, bud.
Speaking of spending way over your means, when I was down this week, I was watching a lot of HGTV.
I could see that.
It's incredible what people buy.
Yeah.
And what they do for a living.
Yeah. And how they get that rich doing it. I work at home. My husband works at home.
Well, we have 2 small children. One of them's my dog, and his name is Pebbles.
I dress him up.
And so what we're looking for is an open concept, obviously. We want something that when you walk in, it just feels, you know, spacious, but also, you know, like a home. And
yeah, Pebbles needs its own bedroom.
What's our budget? $349,000 to $389,000. And we're looking for something.
I'm a manager at Home Depot.
We can grow into. Yeah. This is my husband. He's a manager at Home Depot. So he's worked there for 2 months.
Yep. He's doing real good. Credit score, 740.
It's really time for us to start thinking about growing our family. And we're thinking if we get in the lower range, the 349 range, that'll give us $40,000 to kind of change the house the way we want it.
Yeah. Knock down a wall or two.
We don't want a lot of projects, but if it's something like that where we have to build a garage and knock down every room in the house and redo them,
then we'll do
it's
that.
Something we can do.
Yeah, elbow grease stuff.
Okay, well, the first home I want to show you
is a 70s home that is completely closed up.
It's a little bit at the top of your budget, $429,000.
But going with an open mind.
Let's just want you to see this. When you walk in, I think you're really going to love it. Now, that's a John Holmes fountain that doesn't have to stay. It's nope. Just him pissing on a bunch of small children.
But it adds value.
You know, I didn't think I liked the fountain, but it's actually one of the things I think I like the most.
Now we're going to make it a centerpiece.
We're going to buy a different home, but buy the fountain. It's fucking incredible, man.
I used to watch a ton of that. Luckily, the wife and the boy, I think the boy still probably watches the most in the house.
It's weird that clicks with young boys. My son watches it too, loves that shit.
I'll get caught into it occasionally. I got caught into a Chip and Diana Gaines that I'd already seen.
I think that's just because I want to fuck Diana Gaines.
I'm torn. I don't know
or
if
Chip.
I was going to say, I don't know.
Is it like Joanne? Joanna.
I like the harp guy, the woodwork guy. He's maybe mine.
I watched the $1 million or the lottery winner.
Oh,
that's
God.
What they do.
He's all tatted up now. And
he's got every episode. He's got more tattoos.
Oh my God. They're like coming out of his shirt now. I had watched. I stumbled on one of those too. Like somehow like 2 months ago, I watched one of the old, like early on ones. And then apparently this is a new one and he's sleeve tatted. I'm like,
hands,
what
fingers
is
tatted.
This guy? What is going on?
And the weird thing about that show is it's lottery winners, dream homes or something. This dude, I guess the company contacts recent lottery winners, and then he'll just go to their town and then
find them a house.
But he'll find real estate agents there that will give him the homes, and then he'll walk around and show them around.
Yeah.
From the real estate agent, be like, fuck you.
You know they're getting a cut, though. They're getting a...
Maybe. Yeah, I guess they have to.
They're making money. He gets paid by the show, probably doesn't actually get the real commission off of it. The real estate agent still
that's
does true. All the work and shit.
I guess that's true.
That's just like on like the Property Brothers. It's the exact
but
same
But some
thing.
Of them are sad, though, because... Granted, no matter if you win $250,000 or whatever, it's a huge windfall that you know, it's working for 10 years or whatever it might be. But, you know, a lot of them, they'll win $1 million is a lot of them that
walk
I see.
Walk away with
$500,000.
Buy a $380,000 house.
But that's a lot of money, dude.
Bought a car, a $380,000 house, and they have nothing.
It's all gone.
They can't even pay the taxes on it after a year or two. They did one of the shows that was actually... a follow-up on those lottery home winners.
Right.
And they were saying that like over 50% of them are foreclosed on within like 2 to 3 years. And that's crazy even that you could pay it off most of the time. Because like even like this one lady, I watched one. She didn't even pay it off. She was bought a $350,000 house and then was just put like $30,000 down and was making payments. That's going to go quick.
Well, that's if you do the math, I'm telling you, that's going to cost you more than $380,000.
A lot of times
the interest on that, you're going to be at $500,000, $600,000
pretty
by
quick.
The end of it.
Especially when you keep refinancing because you don't work because you won the lottery 16 years
See,
ago.
See, that's the thing. I think the one that I watched, it seemed like the dude that won $1 million, it's like, yeah, we're going to spend $250,000 because that's half of basically what he walked away with. But then you kind of just have to sit on that other... But then you also would have to go to work, you know, and the people would be jealous, you know, or pissed off because now they know you're on a fucking show about it. I don't know. I think if you win it, the best thing to do is you just can't say anything.
You don't go on that show for sure.
I don't know.
If I win $1 million, I take right now you take like $573 or something. If you took the straight payout, paying off my house.
Right. And staying here.
Yeah.
And just putting the rest in.
Yeah, I might get a new
vest.
Probably get a new car. Like, I've always, it'll be something stupid like a 86 Nissan 300ZX.
Yeah. But it's nice and it's paid for. And
then
you're good. I like to think that people would do that. And maybe some of them do.
Most don't. It's like, I think God, I mean, and I've heard some pretty cool cases of people that have won the lottery that have done good with it.
Right.
But most of them, you seem like. It's like a joke who they pick. It's like they know they're going to lose that money in 2 years and they're not, you know, like me and you could do something good with $1 million, at least for the rest of our lives, maybe not for a lot of other people's.
Right.
But it would benefit us, not necessarily the environment instantly, you know, like, but if you give $1 million to the dumbass that already only makes $8,000 a year and still is at Quick Trip spending $40 a day.
Yeah.
You give them $1 million, that goes right back into your economy within 2 weeks, three weeks.
True. Well, I think it's kind of self-fulfilling, obviously. I mean, the people that play it on a daily basis or a weekly basis, and then they win it, then that's the kind of person that will also go spend it. So it's weird how that works out, I guess. It's the same thing with the dudes that go to the boats gambling all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But where they'll go win this. There's the guys that are going to win a 20 grand jackpot, but then they lost it, you know, within 2 weeks.
I think my favorite lottery to win would be one that you win $1 million, but they say, you have to spend it in a week, though. You can't, I mean, you can have stuff to show for it.
Yeah.
But you do, you know, I mean, I'd like buy some investment. I'd figure out how to do something, but.
That's what I would want to do. I think is invested, but that's
easy to say. If that's not an option, what if you have to have a receipt, you know, it has to be.
Who's the biggest lottery winner that kept it going, though? Got him right now in office. He won $1 million at birth.
That's true. And just kept winning millions after.
God damn.
Won another 40 later on.
Yeah, just keeps growing. Fucking Trumpy.
He makes a lot of bets.
He does.
See if they're getting ready to pay off. They've paid off. They have paid off.
Yeah,
he's
lost a lot of money, but.
This year, yeah, apparently his net worth went down quite a bit being president.
Yeah, that happens.
I don't get how. I mean,
it goes up when you're done, though.
Yeah, he'll be all right. Yeah, every one of them has, except Jimmy Carter. He's the only one that seems to have got poorer since he was president. I don't know. Like, he's always building houses and stuff, so I don't really know what he is. But when you look at him.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
No, he's not.
Yeah. He survived Reagan, survived the Bush, survived.
I did not know Carter.
Carter was the reason, going back to the H-Dub that just passed away, the reason H-Dub gave up his position at the CIA.
Jimmy Carter's a billionaire, right?
I don't know. I have no idea.
No, from the fish sticks.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Carter fish sticks.
Jimmy Carter fish sticks. You liked me before I was president. You hated me when I was president. But you've always loved Carter's fish stick.
He's an interesting cat.
That's true.
They had some interview or something with him about HW.
All them dudes are best friends. You know what I mean?
Them two never really were after. He did a couple things with him, but they legitimately backpacked. Didn't really like each other.
They went to Sex Island together.
Well, everybody does that, though. That's part of the pact. When you get the blood oath of being president, you have to go once a year for the reunion.
Right.
As long as you're alive, we'll see you there.
To
Mar-a-Lago,
to Sex Island.
So. We'll see you there. I don't know. I think it was Camp David is Sex Island.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah,
Mar-a-Lago's current Sex Island.
For this administration.
Yeah, but Camp David had always been, since like the 30s or 40s, had been where all the sex traffic, or sexing went for presidents.
The rich, the powerful sexing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just presidents. I mean, captains of industry.
Well, but the presidents invited them there.
Are there even, I mean, I guess we have the Tesla guy. He's a captain of industry.
Yeah, and you got fucking the Cavs or the Mavs
Gates.
Owner.
You got Gates and, oh yeah, Danny Clark.
Yeah.
The Mavs owner.
Danny Clark, the Mavs owner.
Yeah, you got him.
You got that, the Virgin Mobile guy. He's,
oh, the guy that does shark diving.
Yeah. Now he's doing, I read a thing, he's going down in caverns and underwater under
salt
the earth.
Caverns?
Under the earth, and he's trying to figure out the collapse of the Mayan civilization somewhere people have never been. So he thinks it's underneath the earth in caverns.
Oh, well, that gives him something to do.
How the fuck does a guy like that get that? I mean, but could you imagine giving us just $80 billion and just say, hey guys, just go live your life now. We don't go into work. We don't want you to. You're crazy as shit. You drop our stock.
Every time you come in.
Every time you come in and talk.
Right.
So stay away. Here's another billion. We made another billion for you.
Oh,
go do something stupid. Go fly a plane around the world.
I guess all the NFL owners would be captains.
Most
of industry.
All of them. Yes. Yeah. They're all, because they're, even if they weren't when they bought their organization, if they've stayed, I mean, they're all multi-billionaire worth. So.
I guess that would probably be the new, wouldn't that be the new, you know, how it was the Rockefellers and the Carnegies.
I don't know.
Stuff.
They're still there, though, because there's the ridiculous, like those hedge fund owners. Those are the ones
you never hear about.
Oh, yeah. That literally make $1 billion bonuses every year. That's just their bonus.
Yeah. Those are the guys, you don't know their names, but they're out
every
there.
Once in a while you hear a little bit about them. But
yeah. Those are the guys you see when
the guys that benefited off of.
Who never order, you know, at Applebee's, they never do the 2 for $20. They just get the straight menu item.
Yeah, there's two of them there, and they're like, you guys could do a 2 for... No.
No, we don't need to.
Thanks, no. Well, 2 for $20. I'm just going to drive if you
don't. Just ordered what's on the 2 for $20. No.
No, we didn't. How can I change it to make it different?
Sir, are you some sort of hedge fund manager?
I'm not going to throw that around here.
Pay two, cash.
I want the 1 for $20 now. We'll both take a 1 for $20.
We own Applebee's. How the guy that owned Applebee's has
he's got
to
be a hedge or big something.
The money that's in that house.
Oh, it's got to be like the KFC guy.
It's the same guy, I think.
Oh, it would make sense. They've ran the restaurants identically.
Same marketing.
Same crowd of same people food. That eat there.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Well, other than Herbert Walker Bush dying over the weekend and the college football playoffs.
I thought you were pretty, you'd be geeked. I figured that's why you were all uppity today.
It's a good day for me.
It was a big win and a bad win. I mean, because that sucks to have to play Alabama first. But if you're going to win it, you're going to have to play them regardless.
It doesn't matter.
So if you're going to play for a national title, you're either playing Alabama for the national title or you're beating them to get to it, regardless.
Well, the good thing about having to play Alabama, much like Georgia just went through, even if you lose, even if you won, say you beat them and then you lost the national championship, people would still say you're the best.
Oh, yeah, because everybody's mad because Georgia, the two-loss team, isn't in there.
It's incredible, dude. I don't understand college football.
Because,
and I guess, not spectators, and analysts, where they get up there, and how you can be so confident on something that's so fluid, you know, as far as...
Well, my thing is, they were using not their losses against them. Some of their wins, they didn't win big enough against them.
They like, do they, that, and that's, then... They'll use the losses when it's in the favor of, like, the way that Georgia lost to Alabama, that should be a plus because they almost beat them. It's like, well, if you use that logic, the way that Oklahoma lost to Texas by 3 points on a last-second field goal, shouldn't that count then?
Uh-huh.
Or the way that Michigan lost to Notre Dame by only 7 points, shouldn't that count?
Which I think that did lead in. I think it was obviously them getting killed, which is why Michigan still got a pretty good bowl, which kind of blows my mind.
Well, they should. I know. I think that Oklahoma being in or Ohio State over Georgia is a no-brainer.
It made complete sense.
Because you have a one-loss team that won their conference.
Because they don't look at it that way. They look at SEC.
Then just fucking have an SEC
championship and then everybody else.
Yeah. Just do that because that's all they want. That's what's so frustrating. You watch this game and everybody knows, and I got pissed even when Georgia was going to win, because to say that Alabama would deserve to go as a one-loss team. Because
they would have. If they would have lost, they'd still be in there.
That's what everybody was saying. And it's like, how can you even say that? How is a one-loss who gets destroyed because Georgia was beating the shit out of them? If they get destroyed by somebody in their championship game, they don't have really a good win. Their best win's against LSU, who we found out is not that great.
We still got USC.
Because everybody in the SEC is great. Well, no, they're not.
No, they're not. There's a bunch of horrible teams. There's only three or four good teams in the SEC. That's the funny thing about it. And then you look at Alabama, who probably plays, they were doing all this compare and schedule stuff with the teams left. Alabama has the worst strength of schedule in football if you take away Georgia and LSU and Auburn is what but they count them as 14 victories against a top 70 school. Like, what are you talking about? It's Auburn sucked.
Yeah.
Georgia was good, but yes.
Auburn lost 5 games or some shit. And LSU coming off of a season
3 games.
Where they got crushed by UCF in their bowl game, who everybody says sucks too.
After Auburn beat them, and Alabama is a legit good school. I won't take that away.
Of course. They've won.
But this also, I think, is another argument for the stupid, just make it 8. But then there's going to always be the argument more. But at least 8, I think, takes a lot of question away.
Well, if the NFL, I mean, we do that with the NFL where you have a bigger playoff or any of the other
look how many
sports.
More teams there are. And it's not an equal playing field. I don't
but
like.
At least in the NFL, when teams don't make it that are 9-7,
they have
like
a chance.
But you don't go, they definitely should have been in there.
Yeah.
Where now it's, you got a UCF and a Ohio State, they all have legitimate gripes. Yeah, make it 8. And of course, you're going to have a 3-loss Georgia team that didn't make it.
That's getting in.
Sorry, Dick, you lost 3 games.
Yeah.
Fucking leave the conference. If you want to go play somewhere else, go to the ACC.
I don't like it. I think some things got solved by at least bringing 2 more teams into the mix, because a bunch of schools, had you not done the playoffs, you'd have, I mean, obviously right now we'd just have Clemson and Alabama playing for the national title
again.
That's
what it would be.
And it wouldn't matter. But
that would be
this,
a tough deal, though, because Notre Dame being undefeated would be...
But Clemson would have beat them.
I know.
Clemson already wants
them
there.
Yeah.
But I'm also on that side with Notre Dame. Play a regular schedule. They do get to cherry pick. They get They play a tough schedule. They don't do. Get me wrong, but they get to pick to play schools when they want to play them.
Well, and they don't have the conference championship.
Yeah, and they don't have
which is a huge thing, I think.
The woes, they pick their schedule plan. They design where they fly. How I mean, they got a pretty good deal because like Michigan's try when they were.
Want to be independent.
They want to be independent too, because let me go pick every year who I want to play.
You can tailor make your strength of schedule.
But then you have people that are SEC that because they say no matter what, as long as you play in the SEC, it doesn't matter who you play outside. You get Alabama maybe playing one non-conference strong game a year.
I don't even think they do that anymore,
though. Well, they played you guys last year.
Not Alabama. Or two.
I thought no, it was Ohio State, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So
Alabama does the.
They're the biggest joke. It's the worst. I think they should be mandated to play because they don't even take a chance and they know they can walk through the SEC because the SEC is not that good.
Well, in their toughest games, you know, their tough games last year when they played against Georgia, they should have lost in that national championship game. I mean, they're getting their ass kicked. The only reason they won, and they throw that Tua guy in there. But it's just like Jalen Hurts yesterday.
It's the
switch
up.
They're not game planning for that kind of quarterback. Yep. So you throw him in, and of course he's going to do better than what the guy who's done it all season
is. That does it different, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a completely
just
different
Just like stuff. Today, I'm watching the Ravens. They put RG3 in when Lamar Jackson goes down. All of a sudden, he runs them right down the field because they're
not playing. And it's like, well, that can't be. It is that. They're one, at least for Alabama, those. Jalen Hurts is an incredible. He was a starter for 2 years, so it's not
and
like
a Heisman candidate
throwing somebody in there that doesn't know what they're doing. And two, the totally style. The other guys have practiced with him too, so of course that you can't totally switch it up like that in the middle of a game. On
this is why I am even like you know I was in I love I was watching the Michigan run the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I've said it kind of since I've known you. College football turns me off big time because it's the most political sport I think there is, as far as.
Yeah.
Who you are. I mean, basketball is that way, but you can't. You can get, politically, you can get ranked higher than you should be, but you can't really cheat your way to a championship. Seems like in college, just being who you are, handpicking a schedule.
Yeah. Difference.
I mean, just imagine if Alabama played Notre Dame, Michigan, and somebody else, you know, or not. They don't have to play every game strong. One or two, you know.
Say that Oklahoma had lost to West Virginia. And West Virginia went in and beat Texas and has one loss, they're not going to go.
No.
Even though it's this exact thing, same thing that Oklahoma just did.
But Oklahoma's cliche behind them, which is great. I mean, it helped them.
But that's all it is, though. Michigan's the same way.
And this year, I would say in the gist of it, Oklahoma and not in maybe history, but recent history, Oklahoma and Ohio State are pretty neck and neck
for sure.
Where they are looking at program-wise.
Yeah.
So... The only thing now is, right now, a lot of people are down on Urban Meyer, which helped you, I mean, helped Oklahoma.
I don't see, I mean, it surprises me.
With what they just did to Michigan and what they did to Northwestern.
How down they were before Michigan, that's the biggest thing. Because since then, they won.
But even...
Haskins is back in there. Everybody's back.
Yeah, he's the number one, number two Heisman all of a sudden. And
yeah. I don't know. They want Ohio State to...
But there was enough going on early on.
Right before
I think
that.
You take away the Urban Meyer drama this year and a little bit of the tough play before, just because they want Ohio State in there.
They do.
I think they put them in there.
Yeah.
That was my big worry going in. You know, I'd much rather see Oklahoma because I fucking hate Ohio State. Although, I should be a huge Ohio State fan at this point because all they do is kick the shit out of my team every year.
It was good. It was good to... beat Texas yesterday.
Well,
that's
hopefully you guys
can
go freak out their defense and go beat them, because I'd love to see them go down. That defense is freakish. I think
I know, but Georgia made them look like...
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I don't know that their offense is any better than Texas Tech.
I don't think so.
I think it's
from what I watched yesterday. But now that I can all say it's, you know, because of...
But their defense is what makes Tua so good, because people can't, you know, and... Mm-hmm.
Well, they stay on the field the whole time, too. They're smart. I don't know. We got way big into sports there, but it's fun. It was a big weekend for it, and I don't know. I was so happy that Alabama looked so bad, because it might give my guy the Heisman after that.
Well, he...
Because Tua was right there, and then Tua...
I still think they're going to give it to him.
They probably will.
Still think they give it to him.
I mean, whatever.
He's Alabama.
But Oklahoma has that too.
I know, but not lately. Not quite lately. I mean, once Hendry got one, it didn't matter anymore.
Having Baker get it last year was good for him.
But Baker deserved to get it last year.
Yeah, I'm telling you, better stats.
You're right. I'm just telling you, there's been a lot of guys from Alabama win it that should. Alabama didn't have nobody to win it last year. Their quarterback was, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that if Kyler Murray came back next year, then it'd be the same kind of deal Baker had. He was right there the year before, and then because he came back and had a great season.
I'm just talking about the list of Ingrams and people that should not.
Won it.
There was people that were 10 times better and 10 times more qualified.
Well, it's back when USC, same thing. Matt Leinart shouldn't have beat Adrian.
Now, Bush, he probably should have won one.
Yeah, he definitely should have.
Nobody else in that. Yes, Leinart never should have won one.
No. But I think that
Palmer never should have won one.
The best thing that happened, though, is them being down by 2 touchdowns and getting their ass kicked and Tua not being able to do shit. He looked awful. And then to have Hurts come in there and lead him, it's like, okay, well, maybe it's the team that's really good.
But he also looked like that against Citadel, and then he came back, and then they loved on him.
If you take Murray out, Oklahoma would not do anything. They could run the ball, but not as a quarterback ran thing.
Who's their backup?
Austin Kendall.
Oh, super. He was a 5-star recruit wherever he was from, though.
I think he's a fucking waterhead, man.
He was a 5-star recruit. He's not a quarterback at Oklahoma.
Obviously,
he's not.
He has some... You know, whatever, cachet or whatever that is. But
he'd be a starter at 90% of other colleges.
You're right. I know. And he would go in there and he'd be successful, but not...
With the way you guys are designed, no, it would be almost impossible because there's not another quarterback that can do what he can do.
Right.
The Tua may be the closest that can move around, throw, and do... But I don't think no quarterback in the NFL runs like he does right now or in the college.
I don't think so. But... We'll see what happens.
Welcome back to Sports Talk 93.7.
Hey, everybody, we're
going to
be talking about college football.
What's going on?
Oh, my God. So we got number 1, Alabama. Number 2, Clemson. Number 3, Notre Dame.
They're coming strong.
Irish. Number 4, Oklahoma.
They snuck in.
14, this is the biggest line.
We actually have 14 calls lined up. They're all Ohio State fans. They're not happy.
I wanted to talk about Ohio State. I think it's fuck bullshit.
Calling in, though, that I'm going to skip them all. Barry Switzer's calling in just to talk about Oklahoma. Hey, Barry,
hey,
what's up?
Boomer Sooner, what's going on, boys?
Hey, Barry, what's going on?
I got to tell you,
what do you think about that news today?
Oh, my God, it's incredible for the Sooners and the school and the state of Oklahoma altogether. I got Brian Bosworth here right now with me. We're eating some chicken legs.
Hey, Boz, what's up, Boz?
Yeah, man, Boz here.
Hey, man.
Sounds just like Barry.
That does. He does sound a lot like him.
Yeah, we eat each other's dicks.
Oh, and Barry's your dad, too, is what I've always thought.
Yes, he's my father.
All of Oklahoma's dad.
Sorry, Brian Bosworth. So, no, it's good. It's good to talk about that. It's obviously, if you're into sports at all, then you've been following it because there's no way to get away from it right now.
And now, the great thing is we have a month
to
hear
to that
about
shit.
Everything every day because, it's... New Year's Day is when nothing significant really happens until then.
Yeah.
And that's what Michigan and a bunch of those guys play. So we've got literally a month.
Which, I don't know. It's going to be good. I can't
We didn't
wait.
Get to cover one thing that since we're going to do yours and we're doing sports talk, we are going to throw in Cowboys beat the Saints.
Destroyed
that was a big
them.
Deal. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
That destroyed. Was a big Thursday for me. I didn't get to
gloat.
I didn't get to gloat that on any podcast. Platforms.
Yeah.
Anything. So.
No, the Cowboys looked really good defensively.
They're going to fall apart again, yeah.
Unstoppable. I mean, so.
No, that was just fun to see the best team in offense and the best team in history of football get beat, so. That's all I heard lead this whole
Even
week.
Even during the game, you'll hear that. Now, I know that they've been shut down the first half, but I got to tell you there's nothing you can stop Drew Brees.
You want to know what makes... I watched the Wichita State game yesterday, and they were up huge. They were up 33.
Baylor.
And then they came back and got close. But this fucking official, we started, if I would have had somebody to drink with, I want to go back and rewatch it. In the second half, he said the word 33 at least 133 times. He would say, I can't believe they were 33 up. Coming back, they were 33. I mean, everything he would say.
Oh, that they were 33.
Yeah, I mean, what was a 33 point now is 9-point lead. I can't believe, but it just kept, you can say a large, I don't know, I've never heard the word 33 said that many times.
It gets old. I wish that they
would. And especially when you're the fan of the other team that's on the decline that's freaking out.
I know. The same thing. I watched that game with the Georgia game, and they are destroying Alabama.
But you had to root for Alabama in that.
All you're doing is listening to them talk about how great Alabama should be. Is. Yeah, and it's just, dude.
Alabama's just not on their game today. I mean, they are the best team in the country, probably the best team ever, but they're down 44 right now.
Jesus Christ, dude.
No.
They never were going to win that game. I mean, according to those guys.
Georgia? Oh, yeah. They never had a chance. Even if they were up third. Well, the only reason they won is because Tua went down, even though he did nothing in the game. You know, that would have been the thing.
When I turn it on, it's the third quarter. Tua was 2 for 14 with 68 yards and 2 interceptions.
Yep.
It's like, all right, these guys
Heisman.
Are garbage.
Yeah. Heisman. Get him and Palmer and Leinart to do a speech together.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They threw a
unfortunately,
big touchdown
you had
in.
To root for them to win.
Well, seeing that stat line and how bad they're getting crushed, that's when I was getting pissed.
I mean, you like the Heisman thing, but that doesn't mean anything.
No, but I was getting
the
pissed.
The national championship matters. Heismans don't,
it'd be nice
don't
to
mean
get
anything.
One, of course.
But national championships, you can brag. I mean, was it? I mean, that's great that Baker won a Heisman last year, but wouldn't a national championship been better?
No, and I read something. Man, I can't believe we're talking about football the whole time. Yeah. I read something about that where the Oklahoma defense has cost. We've got to witness the greatest offense
because
over the past 10 years, probably with Bradford, and then there's maybe a little lull, but then 3 years of Mayfield, and then this, and we might have 5 championships that would have been if we just had an average defense.
An average high school defense.
Yeah. The fact that you can have a team that averages on over those different years, averages over 40 points a game or 50 points in the efficiency, and then goes and plays these other teams and still does it. It's not as if they went and played and didn't do that.
And they just still give up 60 points.
Right. So the fact that if you just had an average defense, you could have, it's like you
so
wasted.
So not only can you could, so could you say you could thank a Stoops for everything and blame a Stoops for everything?
Yeah, you could.
One Stoops brought it all and one Stoops gave it all.
And I know that it's not the players. It's the system.
Oh,
that,
it is somewhat the players. I don't think they recruit the right kind of schemes and stuff.
Well, maybe
but,
so, but even then that goes back to the system then.
Yeah, that's true.
You can get any player you want, basically. It's just when I watched Utah play the other day, and they're whatever their championship, Utah, Pac-12.
Yeah.
And they went against Washington.
Uh-huh.
It was watching those defense. It's like those are little guys, and they're playing
and
against
they're flying
Washington.
Around and in
is
the right
an incredible
places.
I mean, offense. Jake Browning's been there forever. They got weapons. That Gaskin guy's ran for 5,000 yards in his career. So they got all these players. You know that they're a great offense. Washington is, and Utah just shut them down. I mean, I think they lost, but they played a great game.
Yeah.
And it's just having guys in the right spot. They're not better athletes than what Oklahoma can get or any other team. But they're coached in a different way.
There's a lot to be said about like ball control. That's one thing Oklahoma's never focused on, slowing down and just controlling the ball. They want to go score fast. They want
to
put up a bunch of points.
Oh, right.
Getting your defense rest and all that.
I know, but I think that even
But
gets,
I mean, I think they could. You know, there's things you can do. I mean, that's like what the Cowboys or the Ravens of back in the day or some of these teams are built on. Defense not being on the field that often is your best bet.
But
and of course, your defense isn't on the field very often because
they get fucking touchdown in 4. That's what I always say. Yeah, they don't play very. You can't say that they're on there. The offense just scores too quick. Defense is always out there. No, they're not.
No, they're not. The defense just gives up scores too quick that the offense goes back out there. Okay, yeah. I'm with you there.
I don't know. Do we have any stories today?
Not really.
I guess.
We did the Bush thing. We could do something real on that. I actually did bring some real info on that. And we got a. 9 things you didn't know about IHOP's secret menu. I think we've done some of those, and that takes you down a rabbit hole. There's really
nothing
good today. Sunday is always a rough day. What could take the shine off solar? A waste problem.
Hey, let's just throw this shit away.
Yeah, there's a big ditch side there.
I always wondered
put
if
it
that's
with the batteries.
Like, that's not actually plugged into anything. You know what I mean?
Solar?
Let's build those panels and they don't plug it into anything.
I would say, and a lot of them may be, I do have solar panels on the back of my house. You've seen them.
Yeah.
And they do work. They blow a heater in there. I mean, it could just be an electric heater kicking on that kicks on when it's sunny. You know, it could be a ruse that I don't know about as well.
This is just plugged in. Sir, your solar's fine. I mean, it's not doing anything. It's got to happen. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people that think they're paying. There was, I think, a whole thing that went around where, like, this guy was putting solar panels on people's houses for, like, heat and hot water heaters and never hooking them up to that. It was just regular. And the lady's like, I'm saving $63 a month on my hot water bill. No, you're not.
No,
look at your, it's exact same. Actually, more because the solar is blocking off a lot of the light that was warming and cooling your house, and now you're having to spend more to heat and cool your house. So
I think that that happened. That's just like car, you know, the electric cars where the Prius comes out and it gets, heck, it's 48 miles a gallon. Great. You know, it costs 10 grand more than a Focus and gets
41 miles a gallon.
It gets 41 miles a gallon. And one of them, like, you know, they will do those studies of to build the lithium batteries, what it actually takes.
The waste that it takes and causes. And
I don't know. So I don't know what's right.
Well, you know, I'm
shit.
Against Prius. I'm for renewable energy, but not if it involves Prius.
I always wondered why they didn't do more magnet shit. You know what I mean? I feel like magnets are the way to go.
So somebody's running underneath of you on the pavement?
Yeah, you just have a fucking guy under there holding the magnet
car. Or like the remote control magnet cars.
I don't know, dude. I
was always thinking the tubes. I thought the tube technology
tubes? You know, water tubes?
Well, or just like air tubes that get you places. You know, it's like a bus stop.
The chutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the hyper tube.
Like the bank chutes, but like, you know, you have instead of a bus stop up here at the corner, you have where everybody in the street, like, where are you going? 4th and Main.
Yeah. Well, they are building one, aren't they? Aren't they building one from like Las Vegas to LA or something? The Elon Musk guy's building a little.
I think that's just a
gerbil tube or something.
That'd be awesome. But I think you just got to crawl on it real fast. And there's a guy with a cheese running in front of you. That's not really.
I don't know. You're right, though. Tube technology. For knowing for this long how to make a tube.
Oh, they work perfectly at the banks.
We've done nothing.
Nope.
The banks have had the same tubes
their whole time.
30 years.
No maintenance. Maintenance free.
They don't cost anything.
Every once in a while, you have to turn a gerbil in there to clean it out.
Yeah, but that's rare. Yeah. What, maybe once a year.
If that.
You're right, dude. You should get a tube with a little tube capsule that you sit in and just shoots you by, I guess, air. I don't know.
Yeah. Air is.
But actually, the air is powered by solar, so.
You're fucked.
You're fucked.
You're not going nowhere. Well, hold on. Wait for the sun to come up. Hold on. I'll just plug it in here instead.
Are these fucking windmills, man? That's all they're building. It's fucking windmills.
If you go out west, there's a lot of windmills out there.
But you see those fuckers driving, too, all the time. Those big trucks with the piece on it. I always wonder which piece it is.
That's the fin.
I know, but I see the bottom, one of the parts of the post.
That's the middle one.
Yeah.
You never see the bottom one.
No, you can't.
They build it on site.
Yeah.
It's too big.
I've seen two of those get stuck recently.
Like the trucks stuck?
Yeah, they pull off into the ditch for some fucking reason. Take a shit or
something.
That's
got to be a heavy load.
Fuck yes, dude.
It's like the biggest thing ever. It's crazy. You drive by them and you see them. You're like, those are big, but you don't realize it until you see them in
one chunk.
Yeah, 50 pieces. Like there's 37 semis in a line driving. Each one has one piece on it of that one fan.
Fucking windmill. And how much money is that costing? Because there's 15 trucks that are around one truck.
It costs $7 billion to make one fan. It literally takes 4.5
it's got to.
Decades before you even start benefiting from them.
There's no way that doing this can save money.
A thousand years from now, they will start to save you money.
The amount of emissions that it costs to build one, to bring the shit to the place.
Oh, it costs way worse than what it'll ever solve. Yes. Just like most of all of our. How about we just don't do half the things we do?
Yeah, we would be fine.
Nope. No, let's make something to fix it. I got this big vacuum that sucks up all the bad air, and it blows it over there.
Okay, but if we build that vacuum, there's like 100 coal plants that have to come up to build it.
Yes. Okay, but coal, good money right now.
So by the end of this, in 10,000 years, we'll be able to suck up enough bad air to actually make up for what it costs to build it.
Yes, after all the people are dead and the world is gone, we will be able to fix the problem.
It's like we make up shit just to do.
Well, I mean, that's why we're the leaders of industry, you know?
That's true. You got those fucking people on that island that are just still chilling with their fucking cardboard bowls.
How easy do they have it, though? There's, you know, all the things you worry about, all the stresses, they're just worried about catching fish.
That's it.
And another boat's pulling up. Start throwing spears as fast as you can. Got them! Dinner!
It's a whole Swiss Family Robinson's thing, dude. That's all they do.
That's crazy. I couldn't imagine that, just living on an island. I kind of live on an island.
You know what I mean? It's not like living here.
No, they're in the tropic. Of course, they don't have no warning when a hurricane comes through or whatever, but storms are bad.
But even those are bad because they fuck up places that are built.
But yeah,
but they don't really fuck up.
Climb up a tree.
If you're
in
the top of a tree, maybe it'll fucking blow down and you just get on a different tree.
Yeah.
But you're fine.
But what's funny is, you know, we know about it as just hurricanes. They think they're getting punished. And then the next day, you know, a boat pulls up and a guy comes to save him, kill him. The gods told us to last night.
Yeah, but they get the boat now. You know what I mean? Now
no, because the guy's materials. Pulled off in the boat. Remember, they left his buddy there and pulled off in the boat.
That's true. They did fuck that guy.
I did. I couldn't find it. I did read a whole story about there's like a pack of guys that since the India government won't go get this guy, they're banded together and they're going to go get his body.
Oh, my God.
So now we're going to have war on an aboriginal island.
That's awesome. I hope little Trump Jr. is doing it.
Oh, God, it is. It's both of them. It's Todd and Jim Trump are both going over there, whatever their names are. Tad!
I'm going to bring my mini pinball machine for something to do.
Yeah, I'm bringing this big gun, though. This is the one I killed Elfit with.
What is that? Is it a small sack of peanuts? That's yep. To keep us full.
Well, yeah, and to feed the elephants. We're going onto an island.
It's fucking idiot.
I'm going to get one of them as a pet.
That'd be hilarious if they went over there.
I'm going to get one of them as a pet. One of the animals? No, one of the people.
One of the people.
Yeah. It's not slavery because...
They're not people.
They're not people.
They're not real people.
They're not real people. They're aboriginals.
Yeah, I'm going to get
one. That would be awesome. We're going.
They do those.
It's Ted Nugent, Trump Jr., and fucking what's the old governor from Minnesota?
Jesse Ventura.
Jesse Ventura going up there to get this body back. That's a show. That's a.
Gotta tell you.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get the body back. Body by Jake. Oh, nope. Sorry. That was.
I brought the Airstream.
Wait, we're taking a boat. Yeah, put it on.
I put the Airstream on there.
It's comfortable.
It's ridiculous. Governor Jesse Ventura.
No, I don't know, but it was a pretty entertaining story.
Who gives a, just let the, it's from Alabama. Who cares?
I know. And
he's Asian.
Chang from Alabama.
Yeah.
But he could have been one of the PFs. And we haven't even considered that in this entire thing.
The PF Changs?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's one of the PFs.
It could be a bigger deal than we thought.
Dude, if a hurricane, that's why we should litter more. You know what I mean?
I think we do plenty.
I know, we do
a lot. I think we do plenty.
As far globally, we do a lot.
Okay.
You're right. Compared to other countries, other than China, who just throws everything.
Oh, well, India, Brazil, I mean, all pretty much.
We actually don't do enough.
Yeah, United States, I'm just saying, as a world, we do plenty.
Probably.
There's whole islands of plastic bottles floating across the ocean.
I know,
but
that's what I'm saying, dude. We keep fucking throwing our trash in the ocean. Sure, we'll lose the reefs, and we'll lose some wildlife.
And the air, and yeah.
Right. But when a hurricane comes, it'll take some of that trash, which others think is treasure, to those fucking islanders. Because you got to
think. They have a ton of it. They built their houses out of Coke bottles.
It'd be so amazing to just go climb a tree, big wind's coming, get off the tree the next morning, and there's just fucking dope-ass Nikes and shit.
And tires, and... needles.
You have no idea what this shit is.
Look at this three-ring hole. You look through each one to see this. Nope, they're all the same.
It'd be awesome, dude.
You can catch six fish at once.
They use
it's a six-pack fish holder. Yeah, you got
awesome.
Six-pack.
Okay, but you've done that before when you've just walked around.
Oh, yeah. I go down to the beach down here and I find stupid shit. And I'm like, awesome. Oh, this is badass.
License plate. Cool.
Dead end sign. That's cooler.
I can make a fucking knife out of this.
One Nike pump or a Reebok pump? Where's the other?
Those dudes are fucking living like kings is all I'm saying.
Trash kings. But
trash
yes.
kings.
Well, yeah.
And that's
they don't know no
us.
Better. You're right. So you're welcome, people.
You're
that
welcome.
Also could be the reason they're angry. And they kill everything that comes onto their island.
Fuck them, though. You know?
I know. I don't think that's right. I mean,
we figured out how to make shit. Don't be jelly. Just fucking.
Well,
jump
and
on
in
board.
That sense, just because somebody walks up to my property, I don't start just killing them.
Yeah, that's not right.
But I mean, also, if I didn't think nobody else existed, and then these people did in this big thing that I've never seen before, pulled up to my. Thing and then this guy's standing up there with a big water cannon or whatever. Hey, bud, Christianity, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I guess you
come to the Lord.
But that's got to be what happened when you know the Europeans came over to this.
Oh yeah,
country.
That's why we fought back. The Indians were just throwing spears.
Yeah, you pull up to the fucking shore. Hey, what's going on, guys? They start fucking throwing spears at you. Yeah, they wanted us to leave,
and we didn't. And here we are.
Yeah, thanks.
And
thankfully.
Now the Mexicans are coming to take it from us. But we're ready.
I'm forever yours.
Our sticks are better than they were before.
Yeah. We fucked them up, so it's good. Congratulations.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Congratulations to all the teams in the college football playoff, obviously you deserved it.
Yeah. Not really. Yeah.
I mean,
this is a big time of sports. This is the time you kind of lose me in coverage of other stories, because all I'm kind of caught up in is I got basketball, sports. Pro football, football. I've got kind of everything going on. Luckily, baseball's not going on. I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
Luckily. In general.
Well, I think it is actually started, but
spring training.
Right.
In November or December.
I think catchers reported.
So yeah. Catchers and
good.
Pitchers.
Yeah, they reported. So that's good. So listen, download, share with your friends. You guys know what to do. And we'll see you next Monday, I guess.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Maybe.
No, we'll be back. And we may. Hey, you may see a bonus show come tomorrow. I don't know.
That's true. You might see that.
Skinned.
Skin.
Thanks for stopping by. Sorry about all the sports. It happens sometimes.